presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Now that Western disaster relief workers are getting to the areas of Burma, hardest hit by Sunday's cyclone, they're comparing it to Hurricane Katrina. Following the news reports as best she can from her American home here in Sonoma County, Dr. Thin can only shake her head over the magnitude of the disaster that has swept a quarter of her native country.
Some say it's 22 villages were totally submerged. Some say 35. There's no reliable statistics coming up. The total number of dead that was announced by the government was over 22,000. But the American official from the American embassy inside Burma has got news that the dead would be around 100,000. And the displaced population is thought to be around 1.5 million.
That's out of a total population of about 55 million. This is the worst natural disaster to hit Southeast Asia since the tsunami in December of 2004. And as was the case then, aid has been forthcoming from much of the rest of the world.
Europe, America, Australia, China even, and Japan, Thailand, if we total the amount of aid promised, I think we'll be topping $1 billion by now. But the difficulty is how to get the aid into the country. That has been a big stumbling block.
A big part of the problem, says Dr. Thin, is that the floodwaters that swamped the low-lying lands of the Irrawaddy River Delta have not receded, so most of the affected areas remain accessible only by boat. She also agrees with Western critics that the military government of the nation they call Myanmar has not been much help.
This is the first time that the country is facing such a gigantic, unspeakable size of catastrophe, and I think they are really at a loss of how to deal with it. They're used to playing their own games, and they don't like any foreign nation interfering with how they run the place. So it's very personal to the military.
Thin, who was a medical doctor before starting the Buddhist school she now leads in Grayton, also fears that the delays in delivering aid may set off a secondary disaster of medical epidemics.
Already there are cases of cholera happening, malaria, typhoid, snake bites. So the situation is quite horrendous.
Fortunately, not all the news is grim.
There's a luxury liner that runs through the Irrawaddy River, goes up and down the main river thoroughfare. That company has offered the use of that boat. They're going to take supplies to the flooded areas. And also, when they get there, they will turn that ship into a hospital and refugee center. So that is the best news that we've got for today.
If you'd like to contribute to the Burmese relief efforts, then suggests online contributions to UNICEF, Oxfam, the Red Cross, or the World Food Program, most of which allow donors to specify where their funds will be applied. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.